All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off. I want to play some audio for you and then get your reaction, okay? So just give it a listen.
Not just a job, it's an adventure. WPGC weather. Occasional showers through tomorrow. The low tonight near 60. High tomorrow about 75. Washington temperature 66 degrees at WPGC. WPGC, Bill Conti. That's the motion picture soundtrack theme itself. From Rocky, it's called Gonna Fly Now.
The proposed gasoline more than ever before.
Here's another WPGC sound off. I like to sound off about the electric operated doors coming in and out of stores, especially at shopping centers. These are a great convenience when you're coming out of a store with your hands full of packages, but are they necessary going into a store? Most people entering stores are empty-handed. With all the concern about electricity and other forms of energy being wasted, people don't think about the electricity when they're going into a store. A sound off from a listener in Oxon Hill. Your response is welcome. That sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.
WPGC.
WPGC, AM-FM, Morningside, 403 with heart. Six o'clock at WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside.
All right, now, what's the first thing that you think of when you hear that old tape? What comes to mind immediately?
The reverb is probably one of the biggest things. Actually, I'd say the sound off did, because I remember what a headache they were.
All right, here's a good trivia for you. Who was the voice on that sound off?
I believe it was Bill Prettyman.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he was our sales manager, GM, I can't remember which.
Now, was there a reason why you were not giving your name on that show?
Probably it was a little of it was not enough direction. We just got to the station, a couple of us, and four of us actually, and weren't sure what to do. I know I mentioned my name occasionally, but I probably didn't on that particular air check.
Who were the four that arrived?
I don't remember both of them from Atlanta, but maybe you will. It was, of course, Dan Mason, and there was Dave Fox and myself, Don Bishop. And a fourth party whose name escapes me now. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it was.